Time for the Coast Social Network on 98.3 The Coast, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe, talking with Dr. Tara from Fully Alive Chiropractic and Dr. Sandy from All-Star Family Chiropractic, and talking about something that is, I think, very important, especially right now, and a wonderful thing called Windows of Hope. So tell us a little bit about what this whole thing is all about.
So Dr. Sandy and I are part of an incredible group of chiropractors who think way beyond our own office walls. And we've been really, through this pandemic, connecting often, trying to figure out how do we encourage our own communities. And this whole idea of Windows of Hope came up, and Dr. Sandy and I thought, we need that right here in our community right now. And so we brainstormed and came up with a really fun way to not only have our businesses encouraged in supporting one another, but everybody in our community can really be part of it. And we need encouragement and hope right now.
Absolutely.
So more than ever.
So what does this entail when you say Windows of Hope? What are these Windows of Hope?
So they're messages. Right? Not every business has a window, but it is the idea that we want to spread hope, love, and joy. So if a business chooses to participate in this, they get to use their own creativity and how they want to decorate their window and what kind of message they want to spread. That's what we loved about this, is that everyone gets to play a part being their own personality and their own company. And we've even had businesses that have registered that don't have a window that are building banners or participating with other businesses that are in the same plaza or building as them, that they come together to put something together. So we're really excited that this platform is coming together so nicely with the creative people we have in this community.
Yeah, we've seen even some photos of some businesses around the United States doing this, of just saying, you know, you got this, and you know, we're here for you, and things like that. So it's just the words of encouragement and the power behind just looking in a window, because I mean, some of the businesses may not be open, but you're able to show your pride and love for the community through your window.
Definitely.
And so what sort of businesses, I mean, this is something that's going to be starting up here pretty soon. So what businesses have signed up so far?
Well, so far we have at least 20 participants, and we're expecting and hoping at least to get 10 more over the weekend, because we're hoping businesses have their windows decorated by the 31st, because now this is going to turn into a scavenger hunt, is what you're talking about. So far we've had a few businesses downtown St. Joe, like State Street Treats, Mosquito Squad in Benton Harbor. Oh My Darlings is downtown St. Joe too. The Children's Center, even United Federal Credit Union, all their locations are going to be participating.
That's our awesome thing.
Yeah, all their locations in Northern Berrien County, I should say.
Yeah. and so you guys as well are participating in this, right?
Definitely, yeah. At our office, we have a lot of different windows. And so we had asked some of our creative patients, a lot of them being teenagers, and they've each taken a window and made their own, you know, something that's been encouraging them through this time, and created something beautiful to share with our community.
So and I plan on doing something. I mean, I should, as a person that really wants to see this in my community. I am still kind of trying to come up with a really good idea and the time to do so. So I love what Dr. Tara did in building even more community and asking some of her patients to come alongside her and help decorate. So I'll try to be doing that. But I will definitely be ready for Monday.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, that is a great idea, to bring in any of the creative people that you have within your group. I think it's a great idea. And, you know, maybe your windows aren't visible from people driving down the street, but hey, you can still come and check out those windows and Windows of Hope. So this also is going to be something that is going to be judged by some celebrity judges, from what I hear, right?
Yes. You might just be one of those celebrity judges.
Oh, well, that's exciting stuff. I'm super excited. I'm a very judgy person, so they better be good. So this is something that businesses can still get involved in if they want to, right?
Definitely. I mean, the scavenger hunt's going from June 1st to the 6th. So ideally, you would have your window painted before that. But if you don't hear about this until the 3rd, I mean, you know, we'll try to get your name out there. It'll just be a little harder to have everybody know what they're looking for.
Right.
But the sooner the better. And we're really excited for our community because not only have a lot of businesses decorated their windows or in the process of decorating them, but a lot of them as an extra incentive for people to come find their location and find their window have donated from little to big potential prizes.
Oh.
And so that's kind of the real cool thing for our community. I mean, I can't wait with my kids to go and find all these different messages of hope. And when we do, and Dr. Sandy, what all do they have to do on Facebook in order to be entered in that person's raffle?
So in order to make this more of a scavenger hunt, the public is welcome to participate June 1st through June 6th. So the easiest ways to get the notifications is find the Facebook page called Windows of Hope, SWMI, Virtual Scavenger Hunt. That's Windows of Hope, SWMI, Virtual Scavenger Hunt. So you like that page. And every time we post, we're going to be posting a business name that you have to go find. You want to take a picture of that window. Maybe put yourself in it. Put your kids in it. What do you love about it? Tag that business. Or if you are able to do business with that business, do so. This is to encourage community building. So once you take your picture, then post it with the hashtag Windows of Hope SWMI. Okay, don't worry about the virtual scavenger hunt. It's the hashtag is Windows of Hope SWMI for Southwest Michigan. Okay. And if you take a picture of a window that has a message on it from a business that is also giving out raffle prizes, you are then entered to win that raffle prize for that business. So as we have 20, 30 businesses signing up and we have people giving out raffles, there's a chance you can win in several of these raffles.
Wow. It's exciting stuff. Yeah. Winning prizes, checking out great windows, getting out of the house and checking out these windows is amazing. If there's a business that still wants to get involved, I know you're talking more about the scavenger hunt, but if there's a business that still wants to get involved and decorate their window, how do they got to go? What do they have to do to get signed up?
They go to just the Windows of Hope SWMI
okay.
page. And that's
a group page.
Yep, that's a group
page. They have to join.
Okay. Yep.
And once they've joined, there is an easy way they can just register. Right at the top in our announcements is a registration form right there. And that will give them all the information they need. And then once you're done with your window, you post your window on that page as well as with any prizes that you want to donate. And the part we liked about that was supporting one another, you know, just investing in one another. And then it also giving our community members a little more incentive, you know, to get out of their home and find some of these businesses are off the beaten path, which I think is kind of cool that this is an opportunity for them to get a lot more exposure. And so that people know who they are, what they do, and where to find them.
Again, what are the links that we need to follow to go check this out?
Business owners, Windows of Hope, SWMI. And if you're a community member, just add on to the Windows of Hope, SWMI, Virtual Scavenger Hunt.
Thank you guys so much for taking some time to chat with me today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Johnny.
The Coast Social Network on 98.3 The Coast is brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe, connecting you with our community in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh.